In the Mumbai hit-and-run case, the police have brought Mihir Shah, the 23-year-old who allegedly rammed a speeding vehicle onto a woman who was killed and his driver together. The driver was part of an attempted cover-up where he would take the blame for the incident. It now turns out that Mihir Shah may have consumed 12 large pegs of whiskey hours earlier. We bring you the latest in the case, which has stunned the nation. The bar where he was drinking all of this has claimed that Mihir Shah showed them a false ID.
Investigations are underway. Of course, multiple people are being questioned. Mihir Shah being grilled, and the driver also was grilled till about this afternoon. Of course, he's been sent to judicial custody. Both of them were confronted together. They were taken to the crime scene as well. And of course, CCTV evidence being gathered, not just from the scene of the accident, but also from that particular pub. Now, what we are also hearing is that post the drinking spree that Mihir Shah was on at the Juhu pub, he in fact went on a joyride, also picked up more alcohol and was under the influence of alcohol throughout the drive and was drinking while he was driving as well. There were beer cans, we believe, inside the car that the police say need to be recovered. So it was not just in Juhu pub, but also post that he consumed alcohol, allegedly consumed alcohol. That's what the police is saying. So therefore, they need to recover evidence on that front as well as to where those, cans of beers are, which is why they had sought the custody of the driver as well. And they wanted both of them to be questioned together and corroborate their versions. But however, driver is now in judicial custody, which means the police cannot question the driver. But as far as Mihir Shah is concerned, his grilling will continue for the next few days. Police would want to unearth what exactly happened during the course of the drive, and also what happened after that. Who helped him destroy the evidence? Who helped him escape? Was it just the family members and close friends? So yes, the questioning will go on for the next few days.
Well, joining us now, Praveen Dixit, former Director General of Police in Maharashtra, Matthew Antony, spokesperson of the Congress, Asif Bhamla, the BJP leader, Sushil Vyas of the Shiv Sena Shinde faction, and the author, Tara Deshpande. Thank you all very much for being with us. Mr. Dixit, let me come to you first. The fact that this young man was on the run for 3 days and therefore didn't have a blood test or a medical examination to gauge his alcohol content, does that make the prosecution in this case that much more difficult?
Well, no, certainly getting the evidence as far as the alcohol consumption is concerned, that will be rather difficult. But as mentioned by the reporter just now, the other factors, including the CCTV footage, the statements by other persons, the statements of the bar where he had large pegs, his friends along with whom he had traveled, all these are enough to corroborate. And that will be certainly a clinching evidence, and it won't be difficult at all.
Matthew Antony, I understand and I know what the political statements are, particularly since he was the son or is the son of a Shiv Sena Shinde faction leader, but the Shiv Sena Shinde has actually suspended the father at this case. Do you actually look at this now as a purely a legal matter, the larger issues, or do you believe that this is something which you need to raise, politically against the government?
Vishnu, it has to be definitely raised against the government, and I'll lay down the details why we are requesting this to be taken against the government, because the government is still putting all their acts to that of a Bollywood movie rather than acting seriously on the case where the murder charges has not been done to the Mihir Shah, who is a boy who was in the driver's seat, his father, his mother, his sisters, who are all accomplices and co-conspirators. You have a police personnel here who he knows. After the incident, the motor vehicle accident incident, they tried to make the entire thing, the driver ran over the body again. They tried to make the entire thing covered up. They didn't stop the vehicle. They allowed that person to die. Then there are also other issues, which I would like to bring to your attention. The vehicle was on a temporary registration. This was under the name of one Rajesh Vasant Doshi. And it was registered in May 2016. But, the vehicle was under a temporary registration, MH48 AK4554, which is under the RTI. Then the vehicle's insurance policy has expired on May 16, 2023. The vehicle's pollution, PUCC, was also expired by September 5, 2023. And this accident happened on July 7. Where is the Maharashtra police doing their job. And also, let me ask you this question, that there was a camera driver breaking down the bar because that the bar served the liquor before the age of the maturity. Now, I challenge all the panelists, including everybody, or I request all the panelists, including the BJP person or anybody, let us walk into the bars of Bombay. Let us walk into the pubs of Bombay. How many places where the Mumbai permits are being checked? How many places where the age proofs are being checked? So there is no point in showing something which is kind of taking an action against a bar, which is a deflection strategy rather than taking a murder charges against the culprit.
Okay, let me put that across to Sushil Vyas.
Vishnu, one more thing. I just want to make one more point, which is what? The entire Fisher Folk community, the newspaper distribution community, the milk distributors community, who and the cleaning community of the roads, who are doing the early morning rounds of the roads, are really, really worried now. Their families are really worried to get out on the road because all these rich boys who comes out with their car in a drunken state, what will their life, you know?
Okay,
what,
all right, let me get, you made, one sec, you mentioned lots of points. Sushil Vyas, would you respond to that? The basic point is that there is a cover-up which is happening. Murder charges should have come into place earlier on. Is the police or the state government doing enough?
At the outset, I must say that this is a brutal act on the part of the culprit concerned, namely Mihir Shah. Nobody is supporting him. Nobody is appreciating that. And he should be brought to the law as any other accused. And then no discrimination will be there. That assurance on behalf of my leader, Ignace Shindeji, and my party can always be given. As far as the affiliation of his father with party will definitely is not going to affect in any manner whatsoever. That is just so. Now come to the charge. Mr. Anthony, on 1st July 2024, the new laws, criminal laws are now implemented in this country. Now, the sections under which the Mihir Shah is charged is 105, red bit 238 of new act. That is Bharatiya Nyaya Sahita, which has replaced Indian Penal Code with effect from 1st July 2024. Now, what is 105? Culpable homicide, not amounting to murder. If you just read one line, then things are different. If you read the entire section 105, the first line is the person concerned who is committing this crime with intention to cause death, or when he causes death, then he will be punished with the life penalty, life imprisonment. So what else? You want a life imprisonment nowadays, not 12 years. Life imprisonment, still you will be in prison till your last breath. So, and then that is a question of intention, has to be decided by court of law. There is a trial court. Now, accordingly, police is compiling all admissible evidence which can be put before the court in form of a report. Once report is filed, court is always free to frame charges under the another sections. So once let that stage come. And nobody is affecting, nobody is influencing, nobody is taking side of me. And everybody, we, including Shiv Sena and our leader, we are condemning this act of, this is a brutal murder.
All right, so what you're saying is that the new laws will make it very difficult. Prosecution will take place. Tara Deshpande, what is perhaps most shocking is the brazen manner in which this was all done. This is the second such incident in Maharashtra in recent times. The fact that somebody drinks 12 large whiskies, a bar serves him, he gets onto his car, goes on a joyride, apparently drinks some more, drags the body for 1 kilometer, tries to get his driver to save him. It's not perhaps just one person, but it's systemic of a larger system which has failed at so many levels. Tara, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat the question.
Do you believe that this is something which is systemic of a system which has failed at many levels, just the brazenness of it all?
I'm first and foremost, my condolences to Kaveri's family. This must be a grievous loss for them, and she has been killed in the most brutal fashion. And I think the culprits need to receive an adequate sentence. Not just to give Kaveri justice, but also to make an example out of this kind of behavior. You know, I grew up on Marine Drive, and I cannot tell you the number of such accidents that have ended in fatalities that I have personally witnessed, be it on New Year's Eve or be it on any other day. People driving in the wrong direction, people speeding without any care whatsoever, and of course, many drivers who were inebriated. Now, the problem that I see here is that, you know, they don't have a breath analyzer or a blood test report to actually confirm what the levels of alcohol were. to say that there were 12 or 15 drinks consumed is still circumstantial unless they can prove exactly how that liquor affected a particular person. The other two issues that come up at this time, which I think affect the public at large, one is that the bar said that the ID was fake, but the ID they were given showed he was 27 years old. Now, we need a better method for people to be able to verify an ID. I mean, there are more fake IDs doing the rounds in Mumbai than there are dengue mosquitoes.
Right. We've lost that signal.
And, you know, yeah, we need some maybe online success where a bar can be authorized to check.
Tara, we're losing your signal. Let me take that across to Mr. Bhamla. We'll come back to you as we stabilize that signal. Mr. Bhamla, in terms of something meaningful which can be done, other than just talk shops like this, on the ground, how soon, and can it be implemented, you know, at a mass level?
You see, one thing is very clear. I'm sure everyone's aware about the charges that have been implemented, that's Section 105 and, of course, 238. But let me tell you one thing very clearly. The government, it could be anybody. No governments can decide this. It's the court who decide this. And if somebody is saying that the governments are trying to influence the court, I think that's something very foolish and that's something very basic. Now, let me tell you that the government is trying its best to have a watertight case because such cases attract media attention. Which political party which is in power would like to risk for some like a Mihir Shah's father? I don't know, because I don't belong to that party. So whatever position he must be held, I think he doesn't look like a very big or a very tall leader of the party. Which chief minister will rescue or risk his position for someone who's an ordinary worker? He's not a mass leader or someone. I mean, even if he was a mass leader, this is a media trial. I mean, this has to be taken in care. And I'm not saying this because BJP is in power and because Fadnavis is the home minister. Tomorrow it could be the NDA in power also. So even if they're in power, they too cannot afford a laxity in such a situation. Now coming to the situation.
Because we have... One second. Mr. Bhamla, we have the most shocking statistics perhaps anywhere in the world when it comes to fatalities on the roads. The number of people who die in our major cities is out of control. It's been this way for decades now. Rather than taking pot shots at the Congress or the Congress taking pot shots at you, what can you actually do to make our roads more secure and when? It's a question of accountability at many levels for governments. So I'm asking you, give me 5 points or 4 points or even 3 points which will be implemented in the next finite period of time. What are they?
Yeah. So let me tell you, the police is trying its level
best. I'm asking you, Mr. Bhamla, what do you believe as a member of the BJP are three steps which need to be taken in a finite period of time?
Look, for this case in particular, I want to refer what the situation with the government is, because I'm representing the government too. So the police is definitely trying to register a case of murder, and it will be done, and you and I will witness that. And you should not get any benefit of any lesser section, because then there will be a...
All right, Mr. Bhamla, you aren't answering my question. You aren't answering my question. Let me take that question across. No. 1 second, sir. It's a specific question. As a representative of the BJP, if you are unable to give me three suggestions on what need to be done beyond saying that the police need to be doing this and the police need to be doing that, what do you say, sir, has to be done?
The laws of hit and run also have to be changed. There's lots of...
The laws on hit and run have been changed. The Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita has changed it. We've got graphics on that, sir, but you weren't aware of that. But let me go across to Matthew Anthony. Again, let's forget the pot shots politically. It really doesn't matter which government is in power in the state. Give me three steps, sir, which you believe need to be taken in a finite period of time. Matthew Anthony.
See, Vishnu, in this case, my only suggestion to you is that the Section 103 of murder is not yet put by the police.
Okay.
Which is the charge for the murder in BNS. 105 is culpable homicide. And I didn't interrupt. I didn't interrupt Vishnu, so you know.
Asif, for the respect of, let him speak.
For the respect of the deceased person, I didn't interrupt.
Can you bring down Asif Bhamla's sound, please? Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Anthony, yeah.
So, Section 103 of murder which is equivalent to 302 of, you know, the previous one, should be applied, should be charged on this one. Let the court decide. Let the prosecution and defense, you know, have it charged, because okay, you have the CCTV else? Evidences of that one.
What
now,
else, Mr. Anthony?
On the other one, the now all the sections, you know, under Motor Vehicles Act on drunk driving accidents and all other things are, after some time, it is bailable. We should make it as a non-bailable accident if it results to a murder. And something like that, you know, which becomes an example where, you know, there is a kind of a fear in the person that it will affect their career.
Okay. Any other
the licenses
suggestions?
Should be the and the person who is kind of committing that accident should not be given license for the next 10 years. So that, you know, they will not be able to drive by themselves.
All right, license 10 years. All right, fair enough. Let me take that question across to Tara, because you were making a large, you know, looking at the larger issue on how this is a situation with IDs and everything across Mumbai, I would say most of our cities. What in your mind, Tara, are three important steps that need to be taken?
Well, I believe the prevention is better than cure. So first, I think the ability to check IDs and to be completely certain that ID is not fake. Because imagine if they had been able to prove that ID was fake, they may not have given him alcohol. He would have probably sought it somewhere else, but it may have slowed him down. He may have had less in his system.
Sorry, again, we've lost Tara's line. Sushil Vyas, last question to you. Three steps which you believe need to be taken.
Vishnu, I can suggest only one step that is enough. That is, laws are there. Enough laws are there. Effective laws are there. They should be implemented properly. If nobody is implementing that, the person concerned or the officer concerned should be taken to the task legally. If that is done, I think everything will be there in order.
Can I just suggest three steps as well? Since none of you other than looking at the law have just said, you know, the law needs to do more or the police need to do more. Number one, as Tara mentioned, there has to be a way in which IDs are made valid. That there are IDs which are distributed and disseminated, which are valid, which are can be identified as being valid and not fake, whether they have some unique distinguishing mark or not. That is something that needs to be seen. Across the world, certain IDs are accepted, other IDs are not accepted. We don't have that over here in India. Number two, bars and restaurants need to be accountable for the amount of alcohol that they serve their clients. You cannot be serving somebody 12 rounds of large shots of whiskey and believe that if they order and pay money, then that's good enough for me. And number three, if a person has consumed alcohol, should establishments have a responsibility to say, I'm sorry, you cannot be driving yourself? That's difficult to implement. And according to the law, it's not technically their responsibility. But is there any way in which restaurants can ensure that people who are drunk or are drinking too much, do not drive? Three steps came right to my head. I wish our political leaders had more of these suggestions, perhaps wiser than these, but these seem fairly basic. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.